basically insert air between the skin and the actual carcass, and it blows up like a bladder out of a football or a basketball, and then you just start at the opposite end and just peel it right off with a skinning knife. It just separates the that skin or layer coat, whatever it is, underneath the actual coat and the carcass itself. And it just made it so much easier, and I couldn't believe it. I actually showed it to my dad before he passed. He just kind of chuckled. He says, and I thought I've seen everything. And then he says, and this is why I've always told you, you never stop learning in this business. Somebody's always going to show you something new. And I've actually taught people how to do it. But I actually quit doing it when the tuberculosis scare happened in deer. I said, no, I'm not processing anymore. And then I would see deer come in with, you know, just, sometimes you get the carcasses that were hit by cars and they got tagged and released, and they say, and, you know, what you can out of it. And I look at it and I'll say, it's not even worth me trying to get much out of it. I can get you some venison or some, you know, ground meat, but that's what you want, that's what I'll get for you. But the tuberculosis issue is part of the reason why I got out of it.